My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I'm so happy that we get the time to talk every single day about our good health, moving forward, things we can do, things we learn along the way, and hopefully being able to apply some of those ideas, those values, those compliments, those alternatives into our everyday routine. It's a lot of work getting healthy. But, you know, the alternative is to be unhealthy, and we don't have the time that we used to when we were growing up years ago. We used to have to think about our health much farther down the road, where today we have to start thinking about it, you know, at a much younger age because things are hitting us, you know, when we're younger rather than older. So we have to actually approach our health a little differently. The wonderful thing is we have all kinds of things at our fingertips today that we did not have just a decade or two ago. So every day here on the show, I bring you the best guests in the industry, the movers, the shakers, the wonderful entertainers and educators and scientists and the formulators and these amazing people that are out there in the trenches making our lives better, making our lives healthier, and giving us the promise and the hope for a better, healthier way of life. Tune into the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. And if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived. They're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store every single day. And the reason I do is because I think that it makes good sense to treat your body with the best knowledge, the best products, and the best atmosphere you can when you're trying to achieve great health. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are so good at what they do. And when you go in and you get to experience these amazing people that are there to work with you, you'll realize it very quickly. And if you've been going there for a long time and your family has been going there for decades, seeing as they're in their fourth decade, probably a lot of your family have been going there for generations. They make getting healthy easy, and they make it understandable. So I hope you'll take the time to become part of the Stay Healthy family. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And when you're doing that, you can pick up great information as well as the best quality products. Information you can read, you can get articles, you can read about what's going on in the industry. You can kind of delve deep into that web page and get information on things you've been using for a long time or pull up information on something you've been interested in. It really is an intricate, wonderful web page. It's an industry site. So those articles that they rotate on the very home page, it's a great way to start your education process. You can even print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store. And of course, Facebook, like their page and be connected to them every single day. Well, today we're going to be talking with Neil Levin, and we're going to be talking about men's health, so this is going to be a great show today. Neil is a nutritionist, educator, product formulator at Now Foods, a natural food, dietary supplement, and personal care manufacturer, distributing company in Bloomingdale, Illinois. Well, Neil does amazing things for this company. He's also what we consider to be an industry champion. Responding to negative media stories in detail, using his scientific and nutritional knowledge and his great credentials to put clinical studies in perspective and correct inaccurate data. So Neil is always out there looking for us. He is a member of the Scientific Council of the Natural Clinical Nutrition Certification Board. He is an amazing individual that I think you will really walk away from the shows with great information. This is one of my podcasts that a lot of people really enjoy downloading is when Neil's on the show. And I think for the reason, it's all about information. about knowledge, and it's about educating people so they have the tools to make better, wiser, healthier decisions. Help me welcome my guest, Neil Levin. Hey, Neil.
Good to be with you again. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Where are you calling from? What part of the world?
Oh, right now I'm in the office in Illinois. I've got seven trips in the next 3 months, though, so I will be on the road a lot.
I'm actually on the road now. I'm in Los Angeles, and I get it. And I just want to say one thing, you know, for all the people that talk to me, that that listen to the show, you know, I think that their appreciation of people like yourself that are thinking of us, the consumer, and making sure that we have the right information to make wise decisions. So I'm sending their thank yous from my listening audience because, you know, you are crucial to our industry, and you allow us and afford us the chance to get healthy.
Oh, very nice. Thank you.
So, men's health today, you know, I put it on Facebook today that we're going to be talking about men's health, so I know a lot of my guys are wondering what's going on and what they can do to feel better, be healthier, be stronger, have more energy, and I think this is a common thing that a lot of people are looking for today, and it's what's interesting is we're looking for it at a much younger age than we did before.
Well, it is, and you know, a lot of men want to be active, they want to have muscles, they want to be lean, they want to have sexual energy, they want vitality, they want all of the things that they had when they were young, and they want to maintain that as they age and try to keep their health. So, you know, obviously they're looking at supplements as a way to balance the diet. I just read something recently that a third of Americans are on special diets. That maybe it's gluten-free, maybe it's paleo, maybe it's you know, vegan, whatever it is. There's a lot of special diets out there, kosher and halal. You know, you name it, there's about a third of Americans on a special diet. And by definition, a special diet is limiting. And so you're not getting the full variety, the full choices when you go to a restaurant or you go to a grocery store. You don't have the same options as everybody else. You have more limited options. And while those options can be healthy, it's harder to get everything you need without supplementation. And, you know, vegans would be a great example where, you know, how are they getting their omega-3? And their plant-sourced omega-3 need magnesium to convert into EPA and DHA versus just taking fish or krill oils. And how, where are they getting their vitamin B12? You know, those kind of questions. Are they getting enough sunlight to get vitamin D, or are they taking supplements for vitamin D? So there's more and more things, and every diet you could look at in the same way. Paleo diet, are they getting all the nutrients that they should get? A raw food diet, are they getting less bioavailability of carotenoids and other things that the heat actually increases the absorption of? So they're, in effect, have to take a lot more to get the same effect and spend a lot of time chewing versus what our ancestors have learned, to spend less time chewing and have more variety of foods by cooking it. So each time you make a choice or follow a certain dietary pattern, you're limiting your options. And, of course, the food supply today is not as good as it used to be. The food tables that the USDA uses were built before the Green Revolution, where all these hybrids and chemical farming came into being around World War II. And these food tables were based around 1940. Pre-World War II, and we're using different varieties. They're grown differently. They're fertilized differently. They're harvested differently. They're sprayed differently. They're ripened differently. Everything's different about the food supply, where when they actually test it, it doesn't meet the nutritional labels anymore. You can make nutritional labels based on USDA food tables and calculate what's in your food, but that doesn't mean that they're actually in your food. When they actually test, they find that the food does not contain nearly as much. You need 4 carrots to give you as much calcium as 1 carrot in 1940. Even red meat has between 50 and 75% of the iron gone because they're not grazing the animals. You know, it's different for grazing animals, but once you have the different way of raising food, you're not getting the same nutrition. So that raises a lot of challenges. How do we make sure we get everything we need, and supplements come into the picture? Supplements are an add-on, but in some cases they're essential.
You know, I think that the one thing that we have to remember is that with all of these things that you're mentioning, with all these different things going on the other hand, it also means that we have a lot more choices, but we have a lot more alternatives available to us as well. So when you came from a time when things were very isolated and we only had a few choices, maybe a lot of people weren't able to achieve better health because their choice had either not been discovered yet or people didn't even do the research. So on one hand, we do have a lot more choices today, but I think that we could also pinpoint our health if we listen, ask questions, and do our homework. We may be able to choose the right way for us.
Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of the ostrich way of sticking your head in the sand to think that all I got to do is eat right. And there's a certain mantra that that's all you need, but where does your food come from? How is it grown? How is it harvested? How long since it's been harvested? How is it ripened? What's actually in the food? And when they test it, it doesn't have nearly the nutrition that the labels claim, legitimately claim based on regulations allowing them to use old data to calculate what's in the food. So a lot of the studies saying how many people are deficient in nutrients are based on an overestimation of what's in the food supply, because we're not eating 1940 food anymore. We're eating 2018 food now.
You know, a friend of mine just went back to the Midwest, and where she was raised, and she spent a month back there, and she said, you know, she hit all the fruit stands and the vegetable stands and where the farmers grow everything right there, and it's their vegetables and fruits, and she said there's a lot of organic farmers back there as well. And she said, you know, every time I go back, I say this, but it's more true every time, that when I eat the vegetables and the fruits back there, they taste completely different when you actually are getting them right from, you know, really healthy ground and for farmers and people that take care of their soils. And she said, it's so crazy. She goes, I come back to Las Vegas and I get vegetables, and no matter where I get them, they have no flavor. She goes, I go back there and they taste the way they're supposed to taste. And I wonder how many of us really have had vegetables and fruits that taste like they're supposed to taste because they came from the right place.
Well, I'm fortunate. We get a fair amount of produce from both my wife growing it and from local farmers markets. But, you know, we're in the Midwest. What if the selenium or the iodine in the soil isn't enough? Mm-hmm. And I'm eating great food that's really fresh, but unless the farmers are supplementing the soil and balancing the soil with all these nutrients, how do you really know you're getting them unless you supplement? You don't.
True. Well, you know, I think a lot of people today, you know, when I first started in the field, you know, it was a novelty taking supplements and vitamins. And, you know, people were like, are those vitamin things that I've been hearing about. It was just a very weird mentality now that I look back 40 years ago. But, you know, today we really do have to approach it as a sustenance and as a lifeline, our supplements. You know, they've taken on a whole new role today because of necessity, I think.
Yeah, and right now there's a debate in Congress over whether to allow SNAP money, which is basically food stamp money, to be spent on multivitamins. Mm-hmm. Is a basic bottle of nutritional insurance that might cost $10 a month, is that worth taking the money away from the big food companies that are collecting it for the milk and the cereal and, you know, all the other things that are in the food stamp program, to divert a tiny amount of that to a supplement just to bridge any nutritional gaps? Because let's face it, people on food stamps or the SNAP program are not necessarily immune from having specialized diets, from having food allergies and sensitivities, from having religious preferences, from having medical issues, all these other things that affect all of us affect them just as well. So, you know, the debate is whether to allow basic multivitamins to be in the food stamp program, and they could spend money for that just like they can diet soda or something that has no nutritional value, potato chips or, you know, snack foods. If they can buy that, why not a nutritional thing as an option?
I think the other thing is, you know, the way that we are today and our health today, and I know that you'll agree, well, is a direct relationship between the food that we eat, the quality of the food, the supplements we get from our diet, the things we do, the things we supplement our lifestyles with. You know, this idea of men's health today being an issue, I mean, I talk to younger men all the time. I remember when men would start thinking about their virility or their libido or their strength or their muscle tone when they were in their 50s, 60s, and older. And today I'm talking to men in their 20s and 30s who are having a hard time in the bedroom. They're having a hard time keeping muscle tone. They're fatigued all the time. You know, things have changed. Things are not the same. And we can point our finger in a lot of different directions, but you know, we have to take the responsibility to be putting the right things in our body, not just through food, because we can't always trust it, like you said, but our supplements need to be spot on, and we need to be picking and choosing correctly for exactly the situations that we're trying to bring about.
Yeah, most of us have health insurance. Why not nutritional insurance with the same idea? I'm not always eating perfect. I'm on the road a lot. I know I'm eating in airports and restaurants and hotel breakfasts, which are very variable in terms of their quality, you know, and that's what I'm stuck with. So I have to take supplements to bridge those gaps. I'm a vegetarian since 1972, so I've got to take my B12 and multivitamin, my omega-3s. I take probiotics on the road to try to keep healthy and avoid bugs getting into my system. I'm always exposed to strange organisms, both in the food and from meeting people and being in airplanes and everywhere else. So, you know, I need to be fit enough to maintain my immunity at least and my energy. So, you know, and I'm not a young man. I am 64 years old, so I'm, you know, I keep a pace that a lot of people would not be able to keep, probably. You know, when I tell people I'm going from 6 in the morning till 9 or 10 o'clock at night on these business trips doing trainings and driving around and breakfast, lunch, and dinner trainings day after day, they wonder how you can do that pace, and a lot of it is, I, you know, not only eat as well as I can, but I'm taking the supplements as well.
Now, when it comes to men's health, there is a philosophy out there, and I hear this all the time, and I think to myself, I would rather be more prepared than wait for a problem. But, you know, and I talk to a lot of guys that are they're working out heavy, you know, hear this show. It's on NBC Sports. I have a lot of men of all different ages tuning in, as I do women. And women, of course, are doing a lot of the supplement purchasing for the men in their life, as well as the men purchasing their own supplements. And I think the biggest question comes in for most men is, when do I start? Do I start when I start noticing problems going on? Do I treat my men's situational problems preventively? Do I just plan on something happening? Do I start using things to balance out my nitric oxide and my testosterone? And, you know, when do I start? Because I think most men start when they start experiencing problems. You know, we're not the best to focus on things, and we're not really, we don't talk about our health problems as well as women do. And I think a lot of times we just get to the point when there's a problem going on that's not going away, and then we decide to speak up. So I think the main question is, when do we start? How do we start? And if we're going to be working preventively, how do we begin that journey, and how do we know which direction to start in? And I know that's a broad question, but I think it'll open up for us for the show.
Well, men are notorious for not seeing doctors and letting things slide and, you know, waiting till things are really bad before they start addressing them. I mean, that's kind of a natural thing. You know, men are told they're supposed to be tough and bear up, and, you know, they don't understand how healthy or common or risky some of these things that are happening to them are. So it's no surprise that they wait till things have piled up and are not so good before they start wanting to address them. That said, there are plenty of things they could try that would be healthy and not interfere with their lifestyle. I mean, something as simple as taking a multivitamin every day would be a help. There are some supplements that are tonics that do not necessarily mess up your hormones or have any negative effects, but they tend to give you energy and endurance and adapt to stress and things like that. We all have stress, don't we? So things like maca, the raw maca extract, is very popular now with men especially, but women can use it also. And it's a root crop from Peru that comes in actually different colors. It's a certain percentage of black and red and white roots that grow at different elevations. And they blend them in a certain way, and they concentrate the actives by removing starch, a process called gelatinization, which has nothing to do with gelatin, by the way. And it's a way to activate the pituitary gland that activates signals and sends signals to make different hormones and helps balance everything in the body. So if a man or a woman takes it, they're actually going to get different signals for luteinizing hormone or follicle stimulating hormone to activate the sex hormones or the stress hormones, the adrenal gland, and help control that, for example, the thyroid gland. It's a master controller, and you're influencing it by taking things like maca or tribulus or longjack that are long considered men's herbs, but are actually also useful for women because the signaling does the appropriate thing for whichever sex it's encountering. It's not specifically a male thing or a female thing.
Now, I just had a gentleman chime in, and he said, I am one of those people that have waited way too long to start with my health. I've had prostate problems for a while, and I know my recent blood test showed my testosterone was low. I probably should have jumped on this 5 years ago, but I didn't. And now I'm at a point where my doctor wants to put me on something through the pharmacy for both my prostate as well as my testosterone, and I don't want to go that way. I want to work naturally. And he said, decide whatever I want to do and just do something. And I just wonder, where do I start? I do shop at Stay Healthy. I buy a multiple vitamin there. I use some other products. I use the enzymes from Now Foods, and I use the omega-3s from Now Foods. And I just don't know where to start, but I know that I feel terrible.
Well, I mean, certainly looking at the diet, looking at the lifestyle, making sure you're getting your medical checkups. Every year I get my basic chemistry, blood chemistry, because I want to have a baseline and know what's going on. And over time, I've actually been able to tweak things by making adjustments in my diet and lifestyle, where I don't necessarily need medication for many of the things that might, for example, cholesterol and things. You know, a lot of times you can bring it under control with diet and lifestyle. Blood sugar, you want to keep it within the safe range and not have it the blood sugar rise. Fasting blood sugar rising means your body thinks you need more sugar even when you don't and is not able to control it. Insulin sensitivity is part of that. The types of sweeteners we use, and, you know, again, it goes back to diet, but supplements have a role in controlling that as well. So, you know, having a good program, which might mean seeing a nutritionist or getting a basic program from a health food store where they'll give you a multivitamin, a vitamin C, a multi-mineral of omega-3 fish oil or plant-based, whichever you need, probiotics, you know, getting your basic four or five supplements covers a lot of bases for most people, making sure you get enough protein. Are you getting enough protein? Are you eating a lot of carbs? Do you need to balance that somehow? You know, that's a lot of the basis for the keto diet and the paleo diet and the Atkins diet and all these other diets, based on increasing the protein, decreasing the carbs and the sugar, especially simple sugars that raise blood sugar. So there's a lot of, you know, different ways to address this. We've seen the very low-carb diets, the very low-fat diets work. Most diets, as I've mentioned on your program before, are going to work very well, even if they're contradictory, for maybe 2 or 3 months before we start losing focus, because we're paying attention and we're curating, we're editing our diet and conscious of what we're eating. And that makes us slow down and be more careful in choosing foods, in chewing foods, in eating foods. And it's hard to maintain that focus for month after month. So most diets are going to fail after a while. Most will succeed, even if they're contradictory, for weeks or months. But long term, they tend not to be enough because we're not maintaining them. It might be better to switch diets for some people than to try to maintain them if they can't hold that focus for long, because almost any diet is going to work because it's a conscious diet. You're making sure the right constituents are in there, and you're careful about choosing what you eat. You're editing and selecting. And that process of being careful and conscious is almost always going to be helpful, even if one might be a heavy meat diet and one might be a heavy vegan diet, and you know they might be not compatible at all, yet they might still both work for the same person.
I think the interesting thing about all this, and I have some questions that have come in, and we'll address those right after the break. It's Neil Levin today. I'm so glad you're here, Neil. Neil's representing Now Foods, and we're talking men's health. You know, have your pencil and paper ready. We're going to make some suggestions for you right after the break. But don't go away. It's a great show today, a great topic. Men's health with Now Foods and Neil Levin. Stay tuned.
Saying that omega-3 is important for your health is like saying that Vegas is hot in July. Since the 1970s, researchers have been learning more and more about the extensive health benefits of omega-3 fatty acids, including those found naturally in fish oil. But with so many formulas available, choosing one that meets your exact health needs can be an agonizing task. Fortunately, it doesn't have to be. Since 1968, Now Foods has remained one of the nation's most trusted providers of high-quality natural fish oil and omega-3 supplements. Now's omega-3 selection includes over 20 innovative formulas, including a diverse selection of fish oil products and combination formulas, available in a variety of soft gels, liquids, chewables, lozenges, kid formulas, and more. And if you follow a vegetarian or vegan diet, no worries. Now offers one of the best selection of vegetarian fatty acid supplements from flax, super primrose, and a number of other plant-based sources. If reading dozens of labels and staring at bottle after bottle has left you in a sea of fish oil supplements, do what other Las Vegas health enthusiasts have done. Stop by Stay Healthy and look for Now Foods award-winning fish oil supplements in the bright orange bottle. Stay Healthy stocks a complete selection of Now's natural health products with friendly, knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions. That's Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center. If you're like most of our listeners, vitamins, dietary supplements, and other natural products play a big part in your healthy lifestyle. But with the economy still on the rebound, many people have been forced to cut back on their health product purchases. But we're going to let you in on a little secret. You don't have to. Since 1968, Now Foods has been offering the highest quality natural health products, dietary supplements, personal care products, and sports supplements at 20 to 30% less than what some companies charge for similar products. Wow, 30%? So how do they do it? It's simple. Now believes that everyone, rich or poor, should have access to the best natural health products. They buy in bulk, manufacture, and test all products in-house, and pass the savings on to you. With over 1,500 natural products, Now offers the industry's largest selection of vitamins, dietary supplements, sports nutrition, health food, and natural cosmetic products. Here's the best part, friends. Now's low prices allowed you to afford more of the products you take. Don't waste another hard-earned dollar on health products that are overpriced, overhyped, or low in quality. Do what so many have done. Before you buy another vitamin or dietary supplement, look for Now's line of award-winning products in the bright orange bottle. You'll find them at Stay Healthy, Las Vegas' most trusted center for natural health products, located at 840 South Rancho in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Charleston and Rancho. Okay, so it's well known that vitamin D is important for strong bones and healthy teeth. But now researchers are coming forward and saying that the sunshine vitamin could be even better than we all once thought. Recent studies have been reporting that vitamin D, in addition to its role in bone health, is essential for immune system function, cardiovascular health, nervous system and cellular activity, pain management, muscle tone, digestive function. The list goes on and on. Sounds great, right? The bad news is, as much as 70% of the U.S. population may be deficient in vitamin D. 70%. The good news is that now there's something you can do about it. If you eat a restricted diet, avoid the sun, or use high SPF sunscreen, getting the vitamin D you need couldn't be easier. And when it comes to natural vitamin D, no one can match Now Foods' combination of quality, value, and selection. Now's award-winning vitamin D line contains a wide selection of formulas with potencies ranging from 400 IU all the way up to their 5,000 IU ultra potency formula. Now Foods uses only the most select natural ingredients, manufactures and tests all products in-house, and sells them at the industry's best prices. Think vitamin D might be right for you? Stop in and talk to one of the nutrition experts at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho, in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Charleston and Rancho. They'll tell you everything you need to know about vitamin D and help you find the formula that's best for you.
I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is truly your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Not only are they Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, but they're in their fourth decade in the Valley, so longevity is definitely on their side. They bring you the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and amazing products, the best of the best in every category. Make sure to check out the entire line of Now Foods products. You'll see them. They're all over the store. They're in every single area, in every single department of the store. You'll find awesome products from Now Foods, consistent, high-quality products that make us healthier just by having them at our fingertips. You'll check them out. Today we're talking with Neil Levin, and we're talking about men's health. Remember to head over to Stay Healthy and check out the men's products, as we're going to be talking about them. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. So, Neil, a lot of men chiming in on the break. Where do I start? Where do I begin? Does my beginning start with a blood workup from my doctor, or do I just start going by how I'm feeling and how I'm slipping in many categories?
Well, so many men avoid going to the doctor and getting their regular checkups and, you know, having a basic, a baseline of their nutritional status and their health status. And, you know, it's always a good idea. Now, Abbott Nutrition has a nutrition newsletter, and they have five nutrition tips they say every man needs. Number one, pump up the protein. Dietary protein is the most important factor in preventing and reversing excessive loss of lean muscle mass as we age. Get more vitamin C and E. They cite a meta-analysis in the British Journal of Nutrition that those two vitamins are antioxidants that can help lower levels of inflammation and oxidative stress, reducing wear and tear on coronary arteries. The American Heart Association recommends eating 2 fish-based meals per week and getting your omega-3 fatty acids, easing up on refined carbs, trading in the refined carbohydrates and opting for more whole grains is key for managing weight and cognitive health, and insulin resistance can be caused by eating a lot of refined carbohydrates and resulting in excess sugar in the blood. And the fifth thing is checking vitamin D levels, that if you're not consuming vitamin D-rich foods or getting a lot of sunlight, and remember, the sun has to be at an angle where your shadow is shorter than your height for you to make vitamin D, and you have to not be wearing sunblock. So it takes, you know, a while, depending on the angle of the sun, for how much sunlight you need to make your vitamin D, but it's estimated to be about 25% of the body exposed for at least 20 to 30 minutes a day to get the vitamin D you need. So those are the basics. Only 8% of Americans consume the recommended 3 servings of whole grains daily. So most men are not getting that recommendation. It makes you feel full. It gives you vitamins, minerals, amino acids, antioxidants like vitamin E, and other nutrients. And, you know, that's important. Men's Health magazine points to the special diets. A vegan diet could be low in B12, zinc, iron, iodine, omega-3, and protein. A paleo diet could be low in vitamin B, calcium, and vitamin D. A gluten-free diet could be low in fiber, folic acid, and other nutrients for energy, weight management, blood sugar control, cardiovascular health, and cellular health. A low-carb diet, potential deficiencies in fiber, vitamins, antioxidants, carotenoids, phytochemicals. And, you know, nutrients we're not getting enough. Number one, they say vitamin D again. You know, if you're not getting out in the sun or taking vitamin D supplements or eating vitamin D-rich foods, where are you getting it? The second nutrient that Men's Health magazine says we're not getting enough of is magnesium for cardiovascular health, that men are only consuming about 80% of the RDA, that we're not getting enough magnesium.
Let me ask you a question. When men walk into a health food store like Stay Healthy, they're going to see things in a men's section, but they're also going to see things throughout the store. And you know, if you read a men's magazine today or if you listen to some of the shows where they're talking about men's health, you know, nitric oxide is talked about a lot. And I think that sometimes it's not really given its full explanation of how important nitric oxide is. Because it's not just about, you know, increasing our intimacy and helping with erectile problems. It's amazing for things like cardiovascular function and other things. And I think we have a tendency as men to focus on one reason why we would use something, but the actual uses of nitric oxide are very vast.
Well, they are. And in the 80s and 90s, that significance of nitric oxide as a chemical messenger in mammals was established. In 1992, nitric oxide was proclaimed the molecule of the year from the American Association for the Advancement of Science. In 1998, the Nobel Prize was given to 3 scientists for their work in nitric oxide, and they showed how it helps keep blood vessels healthy. It helps regulate blood pressure, and since then, it's also essential in the immune system, the nervous system, the brain, and in inflammatory conditions, erectile dysfunction, and even cancer and cellular things. So it's a great target for medical therapies, but because it's oxidative, nitric oxide is a double-edged sword. When you take nitric oxide or foods that promote nitric oxide, such as vegetables, especially beets, are the most common one people are familiar with, that they also increase their need for antioxidants to control that oxidative chemical reaction in the body. And we need nitric oxide to dilate blood vessels. It's what the blood vessels use to, when every time the heart pumps, they've got to stretch out and let that pulse of blood through, and that is actually facilitated by nitric oxide. That's how we get a blood flow to the genital area for erectile function, is having nitric oxide. So Viagra is based on helping to maintain and support the nitric oxide in that area. So we could see how important this is, but how it's not in isolation. We need to have other nutrients with it so it can be used safely and properly.
Do you feel that we ever are too old to increase our nitric oxide?
Well, nitric oxide you can get by eating healthy foods, such as green vegetables and beetroot, the red beets. That's a very popular supplement now. We've came out with that recently as well, just a beet powder. And some people are spiking their beet powder with other nitric oxide-promoting chemicals where they're not completely natural. We offer just the natural version of the beetroot. But, you know, that said, you're eating a vegetable. You know, it's a healthy thing. And if you can get your other greens, get your multivitamin, get these controlling antioxidant nutrients in your body, you're better off. And it's not just the beets and vegetables that have that. Arginine and citrulline, a couple of amino acids, are well known to have a role in the nitric oxide pathway in the body and to support nitric oxide. And also some polyphenols, especially one called pycnogenol, a pine bark extract, has been shown to increase nitric oxide in the body as well, while also providing antioxidant protection for the body. I actually take 100 milligrams of pycnogenol every day for that effect, and I also take grapeseed extract, which is a similar compound, which should have similar benefits as well.
You know, I have a lot of men chiming in saying if they have high blood pressure and they have some other, you know, factors that a lot of men do experience today, are they able to use the natural products for enhancing libido and virility if their doctor had said it was okay for them to use something like Viagra or Cialis? And that's a question that comes into the health food stores all the time. So, you know, because you talk to people about using some of these products, some of them have Yohimbe, some of them have stimulants that are in them. And, you know, and they'll always say the same thing. Well, my doctor told me I could take Viagra. How do you address that?
Well, certainly you don't want people using the drug and the natural version at the same time, because you're doubling up on the effect to some extent. And you know, there certainly can be interactions between the two where you might not need as much of the drug if you're taking a natural version of something, even if it's weaker. And the drug is always going to have side effects. That's why it's a drug instead of a food. Drugs are controlled substances because of their toxicity and inherent side effects. They're not completely safe. They require regulation. Foods, on the other hand, require little regulation other than food safety, and dietary supplements actually fall in the food category. So if your doctor says it's okay to do the medication but you're not on it, it's going to be safer to try these natural alternatives than it is to try them if you're already on the drug. And, you know, certainly your doctor needs to know what you're doing if you're playing around with adding something that's in the same pathway as a drug you're taking. That can have serious consequences.
Okay. You know, I agree with that 100%. I think that a lot of times, you know, most men are just like, well, if it's natural, then there can't be any side effects with it, you know, and I'm worried about the side effects of the prescription medications. But I think we have to be aware of everything, both our prescriptions and our natural products, because there are people that can't use some of the natural products as well.
That's true. And, you know, we find erectile dysfunction associated with cardiovascular disease, and nitric oxide is one strategy to try to remedy this, at least short term. It relaxes blood vessels and smooth muscle, normally around the heart, but throughout the cardiovascular system, including in the penis, allowing for increased blood flow to initiate and maintain erections. And actually, sildenafil, which is generic Viagra, was originally developed to treat angina, to treat heart disease, but it turns out it works better for erectile dysfunction than for heart disease.
Huh. You know, this is an issue, and, you know, and a lot of the men I know are going to say this isn't true, but I wanted to get this in before we run out of time. We as guys have a tendency to base our health on crazy things. You know, we'll let coughing go on, we'll slowing down, a little bit of aches and pains and headaches and things like that. We'll shake those things off. But when it starts to affect us in the bathroom with things like urination or in the bedroom with erectile problems, that's usually the deciding factor for most of us guys that we need to start thinking about something.
That gets our attention, you know, because we see ourselves as being invincible and immortal up to a point, and after a while there's intimations of mortality. We start feeling our age and that we're not as indestructible as we thought. A lot of people think I'm just going to burn out by the time I'm 30. We've seen that with a lot of rock musicians, for example. At age 27, then they're done. But on the other hand, a lot of us are going to survive that, and do we want to have these symptoms and this slow decline? Do we want to have vitality as we age? And a lot of that comes down to nutrition, lifestyle, getting the tests so we know our baseline and where we're at and if there's things that need to be corrected before they get to the point where the symptoms are flooring us. For example, if you have a heart attack, there's usually a blockage of about 90% in the arteries near the heart. And we're not finding it at 60, 70, 80% blockage. We're finding it when there's no blood flow at all, when it just clogs up. You know, I mean, that's serious, but that's an extreme example of we're waiting till things are too far gone, and then it requires extreme measures to try to correct or save us. And if we can have better lifestyle choices earlier, maybe we won't get to that point.
I think that we have to just look at things a little bit differently, and I think we need to be better to ourselves, and I think we need to look at everything from our activity to the amount of water we drink, the amount of sleep we're getting, the amount of quality sleep, and really truly looking at the supplementation that we're taking. And, you know, I talked about this morning on Facebook. You know, a lot of us feel that, you know, we have to do something, and something is better than nothing, but that's not true. With a little bit of homework and some answering of questions, you can pinpoint the right quality nutrition. And, you know, and doing what you do and being out of the trenches, you know, their quality is something that is not consistent in every part of our life. And when it comes to nutrition, you can choose wiser and then get the healthy results you're trying to get. But ask questions. And I know that people, you know, love listening to you. And I have a question. If somebody would like to ask you a question direct, how would they get a hold of you, Neil?
They could just contact me via productinfo@nowfoods.com. Just put my name, Neil, N-E-I-L, in the subject, forward to Neil, and I will get that message.
That's great. You know, we live in an industry today where there's so many changes happening all the time, and the changes are good. I mean, it means we're moving forward, and quality and integrity is becoming better, and, you know, I think a lot of us are just starting to realize that we are more in charge of our health than we think we are. We have to be better to ourselves, and we have to stop sitting back and waiting for things to just happen on their own, and as guys, I think we're really guilty.
Yeah, and remember, there's also, you know, we have a clinical strength prostate health product for nourishing the prostate and maintaining normal flow. We have virility products and TestoJack products that are designed to help with maintaining testosterone levels as we age. So there's a lot of nutritional tools out there, but start with the basics. Start with the protein, the diet, the multivitamins, and things like that before you start getting into these specialized formulas.
You know, one real quick question. Can men start focusing on their health, you know, even when they're in their early 20s? I mean, just a quick answer to that, you know, because I think a lot of them are starting to think, you know, I want to get a little ahead of the game. Can they start focusing on, you know, their nitric oxide and things when they're in their 20s and 30s?
Well, I think we're already seeing athletes doing that, especially competitive athletes. But a lot of people now are very focused on fitness, and it's a growing area. And I certainly people in that area, you know, more women than men maybe in that age group, but a lot of men are becoming conscious of the need to look at their nutrition, to look at these components, including nitric mm-hmm. oxide, but hormonal health and everything else as a balance.
Okay. Neil, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to have you here to kind of spell it out, make it easy to understand, and kind of give us a swift kick in the rear end at the same time. You have a wonderful day. Take care of yourself.
I need to kick myself, too, sometimes.
I get you. Safe travels, my friend.
All right. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
My guest today, Neil Levin from Now Foods. You got to check out all the products from Now Foods. They're awesome. They're in every single area of the Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll see them in the essential oils, to the nuts and seeds, to the digestive enzymes, to the energy, the men's, the women's, the immune system, probiotics. You believe it or not, they're in every single area of the store. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Did you know they're the oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas? Well, they are, and they're also in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. When Wayne Rudolph founded his store, he wanted an educational store, a store where people could go and get the information they can't get anywhere else. And that's exactly what they have today, the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and above and beyond that, the best of the best in every single category. And all I can tell you is that once you start heading in the right direction with Stay Healthy, you're going to want to stay with them because they are such amazing, wonderful people. And you're going to start thinking to yourself, why was I going someplace else? Because now I get my questions answered and I'm able to work with amazing people every single day. I'm choosing the right quality products and I'm making a difference and I'm taking back my health. That is Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Read those industry articles. They're awesome. They'll give you information and relevant information that just applies to the things we're trying to concentrate on today. And, of course, print yourself a $5 off coupon to use on your next purchase at the store. Your next $50 purchase, you can use a $5 off coupon. And you know what? It's just a nice little added touch from Stay Healthy, just trying to say thank you to their great customers. Make sure to like them on Facebook. Their posts are cool. They're wonderful. They're up-to-date. They're relevant. They're funny. They're applicable. And plus, it connects you to the store. So every single day, you'll have a wonderful connection with the Stay Healthy Health Food Store. I want to thank you for tuning in today to the Staying Healthy radio show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I want you to all have a healthy day. Do something wonderful just for yourself. It's great to be that go-to person, but it also needs to be a go-to person for yourself so we don't crash and burn because we were busy taking care of everybody else and we forgot about our individual health. Take care of yourself. Do something healthy just for you. And remember, you know, tune into the show, and if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived. They're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, so you can download and listen to them on demand when it's convenient for you. Tell your friends to go. If you hear a show that's applicable to a conversation you just had with some friends or family or coworkers, send them to my webpage. Let them download the show. Give the information. Pay it forward. It's all about education. It's all about knowledge, and it's all about great health. I hope you all have a wonderful day, a healthy day. Do something good for yourself today. You'll be really glad that you did. Be well. God bless.
Thank you. you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guests in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.